Not only have we not seen an influx of jobs to the county through the IDA, but we have very few visits to the county. So there remains a challenge. Now, a few years ago, government set a target of 50% of all jobs created by the IDA were to be outside the areas of Dublin, Cork and Galway. They've now given up on that target. And, you know, the key challenge for government is to look at...
One of the interesting things when you look at the figures too is the fact that of those that come to Donegal, most of the IDA jobs are extra jobs being created by the companies like the Primericas and the Zeus's and so on. There's very little new investment.
Absolutely. That's the key issue. And there is an excellent template from some of the existing companies that have been supported by IDA historically. There's a superb facilities at LYIT, the CoLab, and now the Science and Technology Park, which is partnered with the park in Derry and Fort George. So there's no excuse here. They just need to get their act together and sort this out.
You've been heavily involved with Intertrade Ireland over the years. Have you seen anything in that context to give you hope for the future?
Yes, I've seen the potential through Intertrade for all Ireland development, how we can link up our academic institutions with businesses across this island to create jobs. That's been proven in Donegal and right across the region. When you look at the scale of the challenge in Donegal, I don't see the urgency in the IDA and in government. I will be the first person to congratulate them if they can turn that around. But the concern I have is not only are they not dealing with this task, they've actually given up on the targets that they've set already.